Now, what is a hierarchy? So let's turn, as I very often do in the course of these lectures, to the dictionary, that most valuable of books. I was happening to read, this is just by the way, I was happening to read a Buddhist magazine just a few hours ago, and there was a report by a Buddhist lady in America who was teaching poetics, Buddhist poetics. And she said one of her students, a young man, said that if you wanted to write poetry, the first thing you did was to tear up your dictionary. And she said, "No, young man, don't tear up your dictionary. The dictionary is the most useful book that a poet could possibly have." And I'm inclined to agree with that lady who was teaching Buddhist poetics. It's probably the most, well, next to the Buddhist scriptures themselves, it's probably the most valuable and useful book that any Buddhist could possess. Especially, of course, the larger Oxford English Dictionary, which is in, of course, 12 substantial volumes. So next to the Bible and Shakespeare, or Shakespeare at least, a good dictionary would be my favoured desert island companion. Preferably Johnson's dictionary, of course. But anyway, let's take the help of the dictionary on this occasion. According to the dictionary, a hierarchy is a system of persons or things arranged in a graded order. So this is helpful, but it doesn't go far enough. What is a graded order? Well, a grade is a position or degree on a scale, and a system of persons or things is said to be arranged in a graded order when they are arranged according to their respective positions or degrees on a common scale. And of course there are many such scales of many different kinds. There's a scale of size, there's a scale of weight, which some of us may get onto every morning. There's a scale of quantity, a scale of quality, and so on. And there's also a scale of, for want of a better term, spirit. Spirit more in the sense of Hegel's Geist than the sense of the English word spirit. A spiritual hierarchy is therefore a system of persons and or states arranged according to their respective positions or degrees on the scale of spirit. Spirit, we may say, corresponds approximately to the Pali Sanskrit chitta, especially perhaps to Kusala Chitta. In Buddhism, there are many different hierarchies in Buddhist teaching, in Buddhist tradition, in Buddhist art, Buddhist literature. Many different hierarchies. Let me give just a few examples. There's what we may describe as the cosmic hierarchy. That is to say, the hierarchy of the different levels or planes of objective, single inverted commas, objective existence within the cosmos. First, beginning at the bottom, we have the plane of sensuous desire, the kama loka. And then above that, there's the plane of subtle or archetypal form, the rupa-loka. And then, thirdly, there's the plane of no subtle or no archetypal form, even. The formless plane, the arupaloka, as it's usually translated. These three planes are all planes of what we call conditioned existence. That is to say, existence which arises in dependence on conditions and ceases when those conditions cease. And above them, above the Kamaloka, the Rupaloka, the Arupaloka, above them, so to speak, is the plane of the unconditioned, that is to say, the plane of that which neither arises nor ceases, the plane of that which is, in a word, eternal. Eternal not indeed in the sense of having no beginning or ending in time, rather in the sense of transcending time altogether. Then, in Buddhism, there's the hierarchy of beings within the cosmos, within this cosmos. At the bottom of this hierarchy, we have beings in states of suffering, beings who can even be said to be, even literally, in hell. And right at the top, we have just the opposite. We have the gods enjoying states and conditions of bliss. And in between, there are the hungry ghosts, the asuras, or anti-gods, who are always fighting the gods, animals, and human beings. And these six kinds of beings are, of course, the beings occupying the six realms depicted in the Tibetan Wheel of Life, with which I'm sure practically everybody here is familiar. So here in this hierarchy, the hierarchy of beings within the cosmos, there is a scale of happiness. The gods at the top enjoy the greatest happiness, human beings rather less, the asuras less still, and so on, down to the beings in states of suffering, the beings in hell, who enjoy no happiness at all, or very, very little indeed. Sometimes this hierarchy of beings is understood as a hierarchy of power. And in that case, the asuras are regarded as occupying a higher position than human beings, since, though they are less happy than human beings, they are more powerful.